Oh, it's only Monday and the fake sympathy is already out in full force. We are subjected to so many false narratives every day. Fake outrage, fake misogyny, the mythical magic R word. Yesterday, we talked about false bravado with Draymond Green. People today are starved for authenticity. They are starved for something real. The reason there is this unfulfilled void for authenticity is because we are bombarded with so much fake bullshit. So much of what you see on social media, it's not real. Facebook, fake. Instagram, fake. Lonely dudes, they spend their days looking at these supposedly sexy Instagram models with a plastic face, plastic boobs, plastic ass. There is no difference between an Instagram model and a Barbie doll. They're both manufactured. Women, they see these models and they think that that's what men find appealing. Fake bullshit on social media has destroyed the confidence of a lot of women. I have to be a size zero. I have to have plastic surgery. I have to have lip injections. I must be perfect. All my women out there, I have some inside information for you. Most men don't find fake attractive. Don't fuck up your face trying to look like some Instagram model who filters the shit out of all of her pictures. No amount of work will make you look that way in real life. Instead, you'll end up looking like Joan Rivers, or worst case scenario, Rachel Levine. Right now, the fake sympathy is out in full force. Last week, it was announced that Brittany Griner's Russian vacation would be extended for another month. Now, for those of you that don't know, Brittany Griner is one of the participants in the WNBA. The media, they like to call her a star. They like to call her a professional basketball player. That's just propaganda. Brittany Griner, she is one of the many woke welfare recipients pretending to play basketball in the WNBA. Earlier this year, she was arrested in a Russian airport because she was carrying vape cartridges that contained weed. She had a court appearance last week, and authorities in Russia, they decided they were going to keep her detained until June, possibly longer. Back in March, a useless petition was started on change.org. It was intended to pressure the White House to do more to free Brittany Griner. Please, please, Grandpa Joe, please release our sister in woke. For 3 months, she has lost the privilege to bow to the stump of an oak tree and pray for the end of global warming. Oh, I mean climate change. Over the weekend, Dawn Staley. She took to Twitter to promote this petition, begging her handful of useless shitfucks to sign it. I guess this petition's actually an upgrade for social justice warriors. Typically, when they're upset about something, they like to take out their frustration by burning down their own house. But for Brittany Griner, they just created some meaningless petition. It either means the woke are experiencing a growth in maturity, or they just don't give a fuck about Brittany Griner. I think it's the latter. All this fake sympathy, nothing but a virtue signal. The petition claims they need 150,000 signatures. Now, what does that accomplish? Does it mean the Russians will just release Brittany Griner? They have 150,000 signatures. We must immediately release this individual who claims to be a woman. What does 150,000 signatures accomplish? Nothing. It makes it one of the top petitions on change.org. Not the top petition, just one of the top. Ooh, what an accomplishment. Why don't you useless fuck stop wasting your time on this bullshit and go get a real job? Now you may be thinking to yourself, KC, this petition, it's been up for almost 3 months. They must have millions of signatures, especially after it was promoted by Dawn Staley. She is such a huge influence to people born without a gender. In 3 months, they have only managed to convince just over 134,000 people to sign it. I thought the WNBA was surging in popularity. I thought these women were revolutionary. According to the mainstream media, this league is going through exponential growth. If Drew Brees was detained in Russia, he would get 150,000 signatures in a fucking hour. But one of the biggest stars in the WNBA can't get that in 3 months? How could that be? Where are all her brothers and sisters in Woke? I know they've been busy lately. When you're a shit fuck, you tend to keep a busy schedule. Monday, riot in Washington. Tuesday, get offended on Twitter. Wednesday, weekly bath. Thursday, community circle jerk. Friday, it'll be 80 degrees. Pretend global warming is real. Saturday, dig through the trash at Waffle House to gather food for the week. Sunday, services at Woke United Methodist. That's one hell of a busy week. I mean, I know there's not a lot of spare time, but you mean to tell me you couldn't find 5 minutes to sign a meaningless petition that will accomplish nothing? As you guys know, nothing is ever the fault of social justice warriors. No, it's not their fault they can't find 150,000 people who give a fuck about Brittany Griner. So they had to find someone else to blame. In this particular scenario, they actually found two. They're blaming Joe Biden and they're blaming you. America. The mentally impaired. They are claiming Brittany Griner continues to be detained in Russia because Joe Biden just isn't doing enough to get her released. Do you know who you're relying on here? You are depending on someone who can't find Russia on a map. This fucking guy, he thinks Russia is his vice president. Mr. Biden, what do you think of Brittany Griner's detainment in Russia? Oh, that Bob Griner. He'll be fine. He is in good hands with Kamala Russia. She's trained in the woke hug. And that Bob, he's got a big ass. Plenty of room for both hands. If I'm ever detained in a foreign country, the last motherfucker I want to be relying on is Joe Biden. He can't fix shit at home. In 50 years in Washington, can anyone name one thing Joe Biden's done that hasn't fucked up? This dude's on the wrong side of every issue. He's an unmitigated disaster. He walks around in a constant state of confusion. On the day of his wedding, Joe Biden thought he was marrying the pastor. Most people, we go to the bathroom to take a piss. Joe Biden goes to the bathroom to get a glass of water from the toilet. Social justice warriors, as dumb as they are, they knew blaming Joe Biden wouldn't be enough. I mean, he gets blamed for everything, so they needed another enemy, and that enemy is you. It's your fault Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia. Headline at The Athletic, written by the Wicked Witch of the Woke, Jemele Hill. Hey there, Jemele. You know I couldn't start off my work week without looking at that hideous O face that you're making behind me. That right there, that is the face you make when Max Kellerman's finger is in your ass. Why is this thing so small? He must be using his pinky. No, Jemele, that was actually his nose. You see, Maxie, he likes to utilize the smell test before insertion. Headline at The Athletic. Brittany Griner's plight says more about America than Russia. Tagline. If the U.S. gave women's basketball the respect it deserves, the WNBA star might not be in legal jeopardy. Yeah. Yeah. Brittany Griner wasn't arrested because she broke the law. No. You can't blame a fucking criminal for breaking the law. That's what they do. It's your fault. You see, because you don't watch the WNBA, even though the media claims that you do watch, you got to keep up with the narrative here. We can only claim the WNBA is popular when we're talking about television ratings. When talking about Brittany Griner, we have to shift the narrative. We have to talk about the lack of respect the women of the WNBA get from the filthy, white, privileged Americans. Those fucking white supremacists, they can't stand to see a black woman make it. I didn't know anyone in the WNBA had actually made it. I know one thing they don't make shots. I know another thing they don't make money. If you want to blame someone for Brittany Griner's situation, blame the WNBA. Not because they don't pay their players enough. Blame the WNBA because they have remained silent. Not only has the league remained silent, they have encouraged the players to remain silent as well. Other than putting some hideous logo on the court, the WNBA has done nothing for Brittany Griner. Now, they claim they're remaining silent because they don't want to piss off Vladimir Putin. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like you would ever be on his radar. You don't have any influence here in America. they probably never even heard of the WNBA in Russia. The Brittany Griner situation, it does not say more about America than Russia. It doesn't expose America as some unsympathetic, evil country. This situation, it actually exposes the WNBA. It proves the WNBA is irrelevant. For 3 months, the mainstream media has tried to convince you to feel sorry for Brittany Griner. Oh, this poor woman. I know she's anonymous. I know she's unknown. But you must put down your white privilege and demand her release. We need Brittany Griner back home. Oh, really? The same home that she has spent years complaining about? The same country that Brittany Griner claims is racist and homophobic. The last 2 years, she has spent more time on her knees protesting against evil America than she spent at the free throw line. Brittany Griner has relentlessly complained about her mythical poor treatment in America. America is racist. America is evil. America is anti-LGBT. Now that she's in some shithole Russian jail, all of a sudden, America looks appealing. I say leave her ass over there. You obviously don't like it here in America. Stay over there in Russia. You complain about the treatment of LGBT people here. Let me know how they treat that community in Russia. Here in America, if you claim to be non-binary, we just look at you like you're a dumbass. You claim to be non-binary in Russia, they throw you off a fucking building. Matter of fact, the rest of you social justice warriors out there who make a living complaining about America, why don't you join your sister in woke over in Russia? You can't truly support her behind the screen of your iPhone. I'm sure he can find you a spot on the floor to sleep on. You sleep under bridges over here, the accommodations would actually be an upgrade. The media is trying to spin this story into America not valuing female athletes. Jemele Hill said, "This should create enormous scrutiny around how female athletes are valued in the United States." We value Venus and Serena Williams. We value Ronda Rousey, Mia Hamm, Danica Patrick. KC, you forgot Leah Thomas. No, I didn't. One, we don't value Leah Thomas. Two, it's a fucking man. We're talking about women here. Jemele Hill's right, though. We don't value the women of the WNBA. You know why? Because there is nothing to value with this league. It's completely useless. The WNBA has no purpose. They provide no value. You know why people don't give a fuck about Brittany Griner? You know why America's not sympathetic? You can't spend 2 years shitting on America, then expect us to feel sorry for you. You can't complain about living here and then expect people to want you back. It seems to me Brittany Griner got exactly what she wanted. She didn't like living in mythical systemic racism here in America. Now she gets to experience the real thing. Well, let me know what you think. Has the media convinced you to feel sorry for Brittany Griner? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.